Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Folks, the far left mainstream media in this country, better known to most of you as the fake news, created their very own Frankenstein monster, and his name is Joe Biden. And now that it's very clear that their creation is running amok, suddenly the same mainstream news media realizes he must be destroyed. Not unlike the Frankenstein monster. And I want everyone to understand very clearly that this mainstream left-wing propaganda machine carefully calculated each and every step to get this man in office, and they are largely responsible for everything you see happening right now. Now, I want everyone to remember something. When we had the primaries, and we were, I don't know, three or four states through the primaries, Joe Biden had been declared dead in the water. CNN, MSNBC, they were all saying, it looks like the end of the road for Joe Biden's campaign. That is because they did not want Joe Biden at the time. They were hoping that we were going to get a far more radical left-wing fanatic in there. But they were told by the Democratic Party, no, no, this is not what we can do. We have polled mainstream America and no one is voting for Pete Buttigieg. No one's voting for Elizabeth Warren. We cannot win. We cannot beat Donald Trump with those people. So they took a look and they said, well, who has the best overall look? Who's been the person who hasn't been too radicalized? A man who's been in office in some capacity for 40, 50 years, right? Someone who looks grandfatherly, is often soft-spoken, doesn't look in any way radical or doesn't have that immediately get turned off by if you happen to be an independent or even a moderate conservative. And they said, well, that's Joe Biden, but he's polling so poorly. However will we carry this man across the finish line? That's when the Frankenstein monster began being built. That's when they decided and colluded with the Democratic Party to carry this tired old man across the finish line. And that's exactly what they did. First, they had to demonize Donald Trump. First, they had to make it very clear that every problem you have is the fault of Donald Trump. He is the devil to the Christians. He is the boogeyman to the superstitious. Nothing he can do is right. Nothing. If he says he likes chocolate ice cream causes cancer. This is the way it goes. And they had their talking points, and they had their orders, their marching orders, and they took it. Remember, early on, this started with, well, we have to get someone across the finish line with Donald Trump, so he's a Russian agent. He actually exchanged in quid pro quo with the Ukraine's president. But all of these things were before they decided upon creating the Frankenstein monster that is Joe Biden. Once they did that, the mainstream media's main goal was to shield Biden from any hard questions, could potentially show the American people he was not up for this job. Don't ask him any hard questions. Don't press him. Don't follow up. If you say to Joe Biden, what would you do about the illegal immigration, and he says, I like vanilla ice cream, you just go with that answer. You do not follow up in any way, shape, or form. You do not ask this man hard questions. You portray him as grandfatherly and caring and loving and a man who is going to unite this country instead of divide it. Those are your marching orders. This is the monster we are creating. Grandfatherly, kind, stretching his arms out to all people and our allies, saying, we can all be one again. Let's put this divisiveness behind us. Let's get back to America's for everyone, regardless of your views or your skin color or your religion or your sexuality, and all of our allies understanding that we're in great unity with them. That was the message that they wanted this news media to carry, and they carried it. Then something alarming happened. The Hunter Biden laptop scandal emerged. And you were told by every single left-wing media outlet, this is not true. This is Russian propaganda. Rudy Giuliani has been bought and paid for by the Russians. Rudy Giuliani is a senile old man who fell for Russian propaganda and thinks it's real. This is not worthy of your time. Don't even give it a moment's consideration. This is a nasty, dirty trick by Donald Trump to smear a man who has had some drug problems in his life and is trying to recover. This is a horrible thing to go after someone's family after they already went after the Trump family nine ways to Sunday for the last 4 years. That's what you were told. But more than just told that, it would have been one thing if someone got on the news and said, my opinion is that this is probably not true. I have a hunch that this could be Russian propaganda. I have a hunch that this is a dirty trick because it doesn't sound likely. It doesn't sound rational. You have a right to your opinion, but that's not what they said. They said, we know for a fact. We have evidence. This is not real. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter closed it down. Don't mention it. If you mention it, you're banned. Your post is deleted. The mainstream news covered it not at all, except to say, not true, move on. Not true, move on. Here's the problem, folks. It was true. Every single word of it was true, and they knew it. They knew it. Because if Rudy Giuliani knew it and could prove it, they could have followed up with him, and he would have proved it too. But they couldn't have this be real. They couldn't have this damage their Frankenstein monster that they were building. So they lied to the American public and said, not true. I want you to understand what's in this Hunter Biden laptop because it affects you. What's in the Hunter Biden laptop is not just Hunter Biden smoking crack in a bathtub with what appears to be underage girls. It's not just Hunter Biden walking around nude in front of his niece. Those are major problems. But they really don't have anything to do with Joe Biden, only to show that he was not able to really raise his son properly. What is in here is that Hunter Biden clearly tells one of his business associates that another business associate that he considers his partner is one of the top Chinese spies, the spy king of China. And he tells him, for all I know, he could be at the bottom of the ocean. Tells him he's working with a Chinese spy. He also tells him, we got to leave out 10% for the big guy. Well, who's the big guy? Could it be Joe Biden? Well, they asked Joe Biden, Sir, you didn't in any way, shape, or form have anything to do. We know it's a horrible, terrible question, and it's beyond silly. But you didn't have anything to do with Hunter's business dealings, did you? And Joe says, no. And anyone who asks me that is a racist and a horrible, evil person. And they wish my son ill and my family death. So the reporters just said, oh, okay. Truth is, there's pictures all over of him with very many of these people, with his son. There is evidence of him going to dinner with people there that had business dealings with his son. There are emails saying thank you to Hunter Biden for the chance to meet your father. Joe Biden was in this up to his neck, and the mainstream media knew it. And what they also knew is that if you knew it, you wouldn't vote for him unless you're an idiot. Now, 50% of the Democratic voters are idiots. They don't give one damn. They would vote Democrat if you said, my platform is I'm going to kill puppies and institute the death penalty for Christians. They'd say, well, it's not so bad. I'm still voting Democrat, because that's who they are. They don't care. They don't know. They just go in there and pull whoever has a D next to their name, and that's it. But they knew the other 50%, and mostly the independents, would say, I'm not voting for this man. I'm not voting for this man. Haven't we already had enough trouble from China without his son working for Chinese spies or with Chinese spies? What's this big kickback that Joe Biden's getting from dealings in the Ukraine and possibly from China as well? Oh, we know it all now, folks. The mainstream media couldn't hide it. I told you eventually it'll come out, because the truth always does. But why did the truth come out now? It's a good question to ask. Why all of a sudden is the truth coming out? I'll tell you why. Because the mainstream media, who helped create this Frankenstein monster, now understands they have to destroy it. Just like the original Frankenstein monster. And the reason is, they realize there is no hope in Hades of this man probably even making it to the 2024 election. But if he does and decides to run, he will be destroyed. He will be eviscerated. And they have to get him out. To prepare for 2024, they have to get this man out. So now you see the mainstream left-wing news media saying things like, why won't he answer any questions? Wait a minute. When he was running for president, you didn't ask him any questions. All of a sudden, you want to ask him these questions now? Well, that's very interesting, because you didn't ask any of these hard questions, not one. You didn't vet this man in any way, shape, or form on purpose, because you knew you had to help carry him across the finish line. And now the Democratic Party has given you your second marching orders. Destroy this man. Not that he doesn't deserve to be destroyed. He's destroying the country. He's already destroyed himself. But now you're going to start to see the left-wing news media not give him too many breaks. Suddenly we see people who normally were so pro Joe Biden say he won't answer any questions. He's not really running the country. I can't get a good answer. We see Maxine Waters saying this is worse than the Trump administration. I swear I'm waiting for a house to fall on Maxine Waters. I am literally waiting for a house to fall out of the sky and land on Maxine Waters, because if she's not the Wicked Witch of the West, I have no idea who is. But they wanted to use Joe Biden for a little while to divide this country, because they clearly understand divided we fall. And that is truly what they want to happen to this country. They want this country to fall. And now Joe Biden, who may have a tiny little modicum of rational thought left in his old body, can't be their vessel anymore. Can be. They need to move on to a way, way, way more left-wing candidate. Someone who will go way past what Joe Biden would ever think of doing. And they know it. He was the tool to just get them the White House. Then it doesn't matter because they're going to start now trying to change election laws, trying to do whatever they can, import people into this country who would vote for anyone. They don't even know who's on the ballot, and they don't care as long as there's a D next to their name. They need to make sure that they stay in power in 2024, and they don't want it to be Joe Biden. So now they turn to destroy their Frankenstein monster. We're already hearing from the mainstream media what their new modus operandi is. We're starting to hear Donald Trump may be indicted before 2024. Donald Trump has many legal problems and certainly is probably going to jail before 2024. This is all propaganda. This is all what they want to put inside your head so that if Donald Trump decides to run, he doesn't automatically steamroll the entire Democratic Party and take with him a lot of the independents and maybe even some of the moderate Democrats who say this Joe Biden thing's a disaster. Because these liberal, far left-wing policies that they just began to institute, this is just the tip of a very large iceberg. They just began to institute these policies, and it's destroying the country, and people see it. And they say, well, they're going to vote for us. Rational people aren't going to vote for us. So we have to get a whole new voting bloc. That'll be the illegals that we can pump into red states, that we can pump into blue states, that we can take the place of our normal base who's going to turn on us. There's a whole new Frankenstein monster about to be created. But this one has to be destroyed first. That's the way it goes. Now, the media, they lie to you constantly. They tell you what to think. See, this is the difference. The news is supposed to give you the facts and you draw your conclusions. If you want to listen to an opinion show, then that's fine. I'm an opinion show. I will give you my opinion. You draw your own conclusions from that too. But I'm not telling you what to think. I'm telling you what I think. That's why the name of this show is As I See It. But that's not what they do over on CNN. That's not what they do over on MSNBC. They indicate this is the way it is, and if you don't think this way, you are a traitor. You are an insurrectionist. You are an issue. You're a racist. They try to make sure that they vilify anyone who is not lockstep within their ideas. And when have they been right, folks? When have they been right? Remember when they told you, they showed you a four-second clip of a young kid smiling as an Indian man played music in his face and said, look at this punk kid. His name is Nicholas Sandman. Doesn't he have a face you'd like to punch? Here he is mocking an old man who's simply trying to protest. Look at the shit-eating grin on his face saying, you're nothing, I'm everything, I am better than you. The mainstream media had that entire video. They knew that's not what happened, folks. That's why Nicholas Sandman sued and won. Because they purposely cut that video to match what they wanted you to think. Editing is a powerful thing. And if you edit something correctly, it can change the entire meaning of what you're looking at. And that's what they did there. When the entire video was played, we saw that it was actually the Indian man and those people who were harassing a group of kids who were simply trying to exercise their right. They were the aggressors. Don't believe me? Then why did Nicholas Sandman win his cases, two of them, and probably going to win a third? I mean, after all, most of the judges in this country are left-wing too. So, I mean, you'd have thought he'd have had no chance. But no, it was very cut and dry what they did. They edited a tape to make it seem like it was something it was not. But that's not the only thing they did. Remember when they told us, if you honestly think that the COVID virus came from a lab in Wuhan, you need a tinfoil hat. You are the same people who think that there are lizard people occupying the Democratic Party who turn into lizards at night. Absolutely impossible. We have our sources, and all of our sources say it's impossible. We, your intrepid journalists, have did our due diligence, and we have found it is impossible. Except it's not impossible. And now we see in emails, it very clearly came from the Wuhan lab. We now see they were trying to get funding for gain-of-function research from companies that didn't even have anything to do with health and science. You know what they had to do with? Weaponry. That's right. Maybe this could be useful as a bioweapon. Would you like to finance some of it? Just like I told you, the truth about Hunter Biden's laptop will eventually come out because it can't be hidden forever. The truth about COVID is starting to come out, and it's ugly, and it was concealed from you by the mainstream media. Totally concealed from you. It was concealed from you by Dr. Anthony Fauci, who lied about it and continues to lie about it. They even sent you into a panic so that this election would be much more easy to manage. They lied about COVID numbers. Oh, yes, they lied about them, folks. And again, I am not going to sit here and tell you that COVID is not real or that people didn't die from it. Of course they did. Of course they did. And many people got very, very, very sick, including people I know personally. Well, what they did with the numbers, folks, is very simple. They told the hospitals we're going to give you 50 grand or 30 grand or whatever it was for every COVID case you have. And then anybody who came in there with pneumonia, the flu, or anything else, if you had a gunshot wound and they tested you for COVID and you died from the gunshot wound, it was a COVID death. One more on the total. Ring the cash register. So when you saw all these ridiculous totals adding up, you panicked, just like anybody would, and say, I'm staying in my house. I don't want to die. I don't want my loved ones to die. And this was how the Democratic Party said, I think we just need to send ballots out to everyone, for them or not. Send them ballots. Yeah, that's a real good idea if you're trying to rig an election, or at least control it to a large degree. But that's what you did. The mainstream media instilled the fear in you. Wear your masks, stay at home, 6 foot distance. Now we're beginning to find out the truth. And they're saying, well, you know, science changes. I guess it changes except when it has to do with the vaccine. When we're talking about ivermectin, we're talking about hydroxychloroquine. No, the science doesn't change. We've already debunked those. They're not, nope. No research need be done. Science is clear. Oh. Well, that's interesting, since you're telling me science is changing now, and we realize that maybe the mask didn't offer the protection we thought. Yeah, no shit. That's what we said from the very beginning, and you took people off YouTube, you took people off Facebook, you took people off Twitter. Qualified doctors. Because it didn't fit your narrative. You couldn't have that. You were trying to create the Frankenstein monster and have him run amok, remember? So we can't have that. We can't have a debate. We can't have more than one debate. COVID will get us. No, Joe Biden would have stumbled and destroyed himself, and you knew it. You absolutely knew it. And it continues with the vaccine safety. Oh, well, to date, 70 million people have been vaccinated, and one person in very poor health died as a result of it. That's come on, folks. Thousands of people had adverse effects, and many of them died as a result of this vaccine. I want you to understand that the FDA has approved over 800 drugs that turned out to cause cancer, turned out to cause heart issues, turned out to cause all kinds of things 2 or 3 years from the time they approved it. So you're not going to sit here and tell me that the vaccine is 100% safe and nobody has, there's going to be no problems down the road. You don't know that. But that's what the mainstream media is telling you, a further attempt to divide this country. The division is the key for the upcoming elections. We need to be divided or they will fall. Now they say outrageous things. You walk, you look on the news now and you see this is the border where cowboys on horseback are whipping Haitian immigrants. Maxine Waters is on television saying it's worse than slavery. It's worse. What you really saw after the editing, and you saw the entire video, are experienced horseback Border Patrol agents circling the reins on the horse. There's no whip. Those were reins on a horse. The reason you circle the reins on the horse is so that people don't come too close to the horse and could potentially get trampled. In other words, it's for the safety of the people that they are attempting to run off. They don't hit them with it. They spin it so they don't get too close to the horse. But that doesn't matter to the mainstream media because they can take one picture, freeze frame it, get the angle they want and tell you, take a look at this. Here's a man being whipped. Your average person takes a look at it and says, oh my God, that's horrible. That's terrible. We can't have this. This is what Donald Trump would do. They forget that Joe Biden's the president. They forget it. And remember, Joe Biden is the great unifier. All of the countries, all of our allies, realize now we have a man in the White House who cares about them. Really? Why don't you ask France about that? France said they were backstabbed by Joe Biden. We just had the prime minister over here, Boris Johnson. He decides he's going to answer some questions from the media. Joe Biden tries to stop him. Oh, you don't want to get into that ball of wax. Oh, no, well, you're opening up a can of worms. But Boris Johnson goes ahead and does it. And then when asked by reporters, how come Boris Johnson answered questions and we couldn't get any from our president? We're told, well, that was Boris Johnson's fault. He didn't clear that with us. Why do you need to clear that? This is the president of the United States of America. If you can't ask this man a question, what in the blue hell good is he? Oh, well, you have to clear it if you're going to ask questions. You know why? Because those questions had to be asked in advance so that Joe Biden could say, I was told I have to call on so-and-so from such and such paper or news network who's going to ask me a specific question that I've already been given the answer to. This is the Frankenstein monster. There is no independent thought coming out of Joe Biden. They put him in a suit. They tell him what to say. He goes out there and does it. Folks, it's just as simple as that. So now the mainstream media, having gotten their new talking points, is being told, yeah, 9 months in and the country's a disaster. The UK's mad at us. France is mad at us. The horror show that was Afghanistan has created more terrorists than it's ever going to have destroyed. Israel is mad at us because we've helped to defund their Iron Dome. Oh, but China likes us just fine. China thinks we're good. So that's good. That's a good thing. So when you watch these posed news broadcasts, I want you to understand something very clearly. This is a propaganda machine designed to divide this country, designed to keep the Democrats in power. You need to do your own research. I can give you a laundry list of how many times they were wrong and had to admit they were wrong. I have proof positive that Donald Trump is a Russian pawn. We have seen the proof. Where's the proof? When you got behind closed doors, when there was no cameras, and you were asked, put up or shut up, I have no proof. Oh, then you lied to the American people. For that, the feckless Republican said, well, no biggie. Long as nothing's going to happen, you can go right ahead and keep lying to the American people. No, that man should have been prosecuted. This propagandist nonsense has to end. We saw people like Don Lemon get on CNN and say, there's no major surge in crime. And you know how I know? Because I went out to dinner, and it was very peaceful and nice. And people came up to me and said, oh, my God, it's Don Lemon. Thank you for saving this country, sir. That's how Don Lemon knows the crime hasn't went up, except the crime has went up, Don. And you're lying to the American people. So when they go out of their house and they think they're safe because Don Lemon told me I'm safe, and they get murdered in the street, you feel a little bit responsible for that, Don? Andrew Cuomo said, I'm coming out of my basement for the very first time after beating COVID. And the only reason I beat COVID is because I work out and I am a professional athlete of top quality and I eat the right foods. And yeah, except that you were out running around Long Island weeks before that and lied to the American people that this was the first time you came out of your basement. You lied. You took your job as a journalist into another level when you decided to defend your brother from allegations of sexual misconduct to the point where off air you were giving him advice. That's propaganda. And now it's reached the nth degree, folks, where they realize we have to create this gigantic divide. The only way we're going to win even in the midterms, but certainly 2024, is if we absolutely divide this country and make each person hate the other side. So now they're going to say outrageous things. I heard Joy Reid literally say about the Gabby Petito case, if this was a black girl, you wouldn't be hearing nothing about it. It's a blonde white girl, so it's a big deal. Number one, you are an imbecile. You probably have the lowest IQ of anyone I have ever seen on a television show. Number two, you're a racist. And number three, you're a liar and you're a purposeful liar. And here's why. If all the world cares about is blonde-haired white girls, how come we have the George Floyd problem? Do you know how many white people were shot by cops? Some of them we could say, that's pretty controversial. I don't know. You know, did they pull the trigger a little too early on this guy? We never hear about him. You think there's going to be a Gabby Petito memorial built somewhere? Statues? Murals? Are there people protesting in the street? No. Oh, they lied to you about BLM too, by the way. All they really want is equal justice for African Americans. That's not true. Because now we see that they've colluded with all kinds of political groups to curry favor. They were basically an extortion arm. They were going around telling businesses, you don't want to be burnt down. You don't want to be raided. You don't want to be picketed in front of. Cough up some money. Cough up some money for the cause. That's basically the mafia. Two of their leaders admitted to being trained Marxists. And it became obvious very, very quickly you were lied to. So all of you virtue signalers who said, I'm going to buy my Black Lives Matter t-shirt to show that I am in unity with my black brothers and sisters, you got duped. You're idiots. Because I got a newsflash. I'm with my black brothers and sisters too. If I see someone unfairly treated by white, black, Chinese, or polka dot, I'm against it. I'm not for any sort of racial discrimination. None. Zero. Should not exist, ever, for any reason, against any color. But I saw through Black Lives Matter in 10 seconds. And I told you all on this radio show, this is not an organization who's really just out for equal justice for African Americans. This is a political machine. Oh, and the riots just so happened to happen right near the election, right? Racial unrest in the country, a virus running wild. Trump has brought us to the brink of disaster, and only this Frankenstein monster can save us. You must vote him out. and you will see the unity. You will see the peace. Remember, Joe Biden said, if you elect me, COVID is over. Where did that go? Name me the vaccine or the drugs that have been studied or utilized after Joe Biden got into office. Name me those drugs. All of these vaccines were before Donald Trump left office. Joe Biden was handed that. Where's the new science? Where's the new studies? Well, they don't exist. They don't exist. Now, while these people are marching Joe Biden down the plank to fall into the sea, do not think for one minute that this is an accident. They needed a scapegoat. And Joe Biden's it. Oh, this border crisis. Yes, it is out of control. Maybe Joe Biden isn't the person to do this. They wanted this border crisis. This is on purpose. I told you this on the show as well. No one is this stupid. No one is this stupid. No one literally says, when I'm the president, you better storm the borders. And then when you storm the borders, say, what a surprise. They stormed the borders. Everything you see happening right now is intentional. It was meant to happen. They're glad it's happening. They're on television with somber faces saying, we do have a problem and we recognize it. No, they're laughing behind your back, saying the plan is going exactly as we want. We got to get all of our ducks in a row before 2024. And the first thing is to bring in a whole new voter block. We can't let COVID die, because if COVID dies, our election chances narrow. People will come out and actually vote. And they'll vote us out. So mark my words, I don't care what happens with COVID, by 2024, there will be a deadly strain. We have people already saying things like, you don't realize COVID has killed more people than any other pandemic in the history of this. Yeah, but here's the deal. That's the equivalent of saying we had a shooting and it killed five people in McDonald's, and there were six people in McDonald's. Or we had a shooting and it killed 20 people in a football stadium, and there were 10,000 people in the football stadium. And you say, well, that football stadium, that was the worst shooting in history. Well, no. What you have to understand is, the United States, way back when these other pandemics hit, our population was greatly reduced. If you want to adjust for population, this virus would have to kill like 30 million people to come close. They know that. They're lying to you. They're trying to scare you. Oh, I just heard it killed more people than the Spanish flu. Adjust it for the population and see what happens. And you're telling me that qualified reporters don't know this? They do know it. Change the narrative hoping you don't know it. That's what they're trying to do, folks. And many of you are falling for it. Many of you are falling for it. And they know they got the one thing that they can bluff you on every time, because it's like Russian roulette. They say, don't you care about your children? Don't you care about your husband and wife, your significant other? And you say, I know I'm being lied to, but if I'm not, I couldn't live with myself if something happens. So damn it, I guess I'll take the vaccine. Damn it, I guess I'll wear the mask, because it's better to be safe than sorry. Oh, they got you. They got you. We now understand that the masks are probably the very thing that kept COVID around so long. You know how we know that? Remember when Dr. Fauci said, oh my God, if they open up Sturgis for the rally, it's going to be a super spreader. Nothing reported. No surge. College football opened up. There was hundreds of thousands of people packed in the stadiums, none of them with masks. Dr. Fauci on CNN saying, oh my God, it's a super spreader. You're going to see numbers skyrocket. Well, guess what? Not only did numbers not skyrocket, they went down. You heard me right. They went down. Explain it, Dr. Fauci. Explain how people with no masks, enjoying their life, shoulder to shoulder, not worried about your crazed mask mandates, how that went down instead of up. Oh, they were hoping maybe they could just say 1% it went up. No, it went down considerably. Considerably. So now they're panicking, folks, because they know the COVID fear is starting to lessen in people. Because everybody knows someone who works around people and they haven't got it. Or everybody knows somebody who got it and said, hey, wasn't pleasant, but didn't go to the hospital or anything. I just felt like crap for a few days. And people are starting to say, I'm not holding up like a mole for the rest of my life. I'm sorry, I'm not. I went to a concert this week. I would say conservatively there were 3,000 or 4,000 people there. It was an outdoor concert, but there were still 3,000 or 4,000 people there in an amphitheater, outdoor amphitheater. If there were 10 people wearing masks, that's a lot. Who cares anymore? They've seen through the nonsense. And now we have this panic mode. We created the Frankenstein monster. We created this panic. And now some of it's waning. We got to destroy the Frankenstein monster, which is Joe Biden, to get Kamala Harris into this White House. I predicted that that was going to be their modus operandi before the election was even underway. When they picked Joe Biden, I said, Joe Biden is the Trojan horse. Kamala Harris is the person they want. And now all of a sudden, these Democrats are going to come forward and say, you know, we're such honest people. We're such moral people. We admit our mistakes. And Joe Biden might have been a mistake. Perhaps he is a little too old. Perhaps there is some cognitive decline. Perhaps it is better for the country if he steps down. We are seeing things we don't like. You see, we police our own, unlike you filthy Trump supporters. And we think it's best for the country if he steps down and puts into power a woman that no one voted for and her own party gave her less than 1% in the primaries, but she's hand chosen. They'll throw her under the bus too, because they know she can't win in 2024. But what they also know is they'll institute a lot more crazy, ridiculous, radical policies before that. See, 2024, they're not so terribly worried about, folks, and I'll tell you why. Their mission is destroy Donald Trump. You'll see all kinds of things coming out. All of a sudden, it's, oh, he's going to be indicted. Oh, 19 women came forward that misspelled his name on a document saying he attacked me physically. Yeah, we know what's coming. The Get Trump campaign is coming because they fear he's going to run. And they know that if he does, he's got a lot of power behind him to say, look what happened to the country as soon as I lost. Is this what you want your country to be? And moderate Democrats and independents are going to say, you know, it was way better. It was way better under Donald Trump. Perhaps we should vote this way and get our country back to where it was. There's nothing going on here, folks, that's any good. Our borders are being stormed intentionally. The virus isn't going away and forced mandates of vaccines are being put on you when I can assure you your common sense should tell you there is absolutely no way that they can guarantee the safety of this vaccine. They might be able to guarantee that this vaccine does in fact help in the fight against COVID, but they can't guarantee that 5 years down the road, you're not going to hear, did you take the vaccine? Do you now have liver cancer? Do you now have heart problems? Do you now have whatever? Class action lawsuit. It's not like this has never happened before. I just told you the FDA approved all kinds of drugs that later on they had to admit caused all kinds of problems. But no, we're forcing it in your arm. You do realize there are people who can't take penicillin, right? There are people that if you pump penicillin in their arm, they're probably going to die. They have no way of knowing when they put that needle in your arm whether you have any kind of adverse reaction that could kill you or do something else to you. They have no way of knowing that. Because there are probably things in this vaccine that we don't know if people can be allergic to until they die. Oh, but it's a very low number. Well, you want to play Russian roulette? That's only a 1 in 6 chance you're going to blow your brains out. No, that's okay. I just won't play. There's less chance that I'll catch COVID. And if I do, there's a higher chance that I'll just get sick and be all right. But if you put that crap in me, I don't know what's going to happen to me 5 years from now. And until further studies are done, you don't either. That's the problem. I might trust you if you said we researched this for a year and a half like the FDA said they needed to do originally, remember? Now I know people are going to say, well, Donald Trump rushed it. Yes, he did. I don't deny that he rushed it. But that doesn't mean that I have to follow like all of you liberals and say, must do what my leader says. Donald Trump clearly said, if we think it's safe, we don't know. But greatly, we think it is. I took it. A lot of other people took it. I think you should take it, but if you don't want to take it, I understand. But that's not what Joe Biden's saying. Joe Biden's saying, take it or be ostracized from society. Take it or be fired. The government is now your healthcare, total healthcare provider and proxy. You do what we say. You want to give the government that kind of power? You want to give the government the kind of power to say, we don't think this man needs this drug for his heart problems. Really? What happens if he dies? Oh, no, well, too bad. We don't think it. You want to give the government that kind of power? Once you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile, and that's exactly what they intend to do. I know people have taken the vaccine. They've had no adverse reaction whatsoever yet. Knock on wood, they don't. But that doesn't mean the next person won't. We don't really have any kind of studies on how it affects certain things. Does it affect people who maybe have diabetes or high blood pressure? Does it affect people who might have some other maladies? Does it affect people who may have already had COVID in a different way and didn't know they had COVID? We don't know the answers to any of these questions. But the mandate's still there. Your government's telling you what to do. And it's going to get worse once they get Joe Biden out. Because he was just a placeholder, the guy, the kindly-looking old man that seemed very non-confrontational and he's a gentleman. He's the exact opposite of loudmouth, braggadocious Donald Trump, except he isn't. He says ridiculous things like, you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. How many push-ups can you do, fatty? You want to go outside with me? But that was all ignored. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had said to someone, a woman, you are a lying dog-faced pony soldier? They would have said, well, this man's obviously mentally ill. He's unfit. He's mentally ill. We cannot continue to have him as the president. Can you imagine if he challenged someone to a push-up contest? They would have said, what, is he the biggest baby in the world? Challenging somebody to a push-up contest? Oh, he's fat-shaming somebody? Hey, fatty? He's fat-shaming an elderly man? He's telling a union worker, I don't work for you. And if you continue to bother me, you and me are going to go outside and settle this. You think that's a rational human being? But the news wouldn't ask him those hard questions. Nobody said, why did you do that? What did you mean when you said you didn't work for him? Can you please explain? You now have Jen Psaki. She's not even lying at the podium anymore. Remember when she used to lie every single day she lied? Now somebody says, wait a minute. We have to have a mandate to take a vaccine before we can go into certain public buildings, but They don't have to have a mandate to come into this country. That's right. You got that right. They're not even ashamed of it. You know why? You're second-class citizens now. They found a new voting base. They built their Frankenstein monster. They're in the midst of destroying it now. And they'll have what they want. A totally new world run by them who they will never be voted out. They'll never be voted out because they have all of their voting bases ducks in a row. Oh, there's always going to be states. I don't think you're ever going to turn Texas blue. Probably never going to turn Arkansas blue. But they don't need to. They don't need to. They just need to turn some of these purple ones deep blue. That's all they need to do. And that's what they're working on. Watch their Frankenstein monster start to be destroyed piece by piece from here on out. And we've just started. The press has now filed some kind of thing saying Joe Biden's not answering any questions and we're protesting this, that, and the other thing. Oh, where were you during the election when he wouldn't answer any questions and you didn't care? They're as obvious as they can be, folks. All you need to do is pay attention. Let me go to the phones. Caller, you there?
I am here. I am. Good day to you, sir.
How are you?
I'm good. Marcus, I keep watching these things, that are happening, and said, beginning with from the very day the man got in office, we all knew, the smart ones all knew, that he was just a houseplant and an empty suit for Kamala Harris to take over. If anybody thinks this was, a mistake or happened on accident, they planned it 100%. And Joe Biden is just too stupid and senile to even know it. They used him as a puppet, and they should all go to jail for elder abuse. And to put Kamala Harris in the White House, in the seat, she's a border czar, and she hasn't been to the border. But she hasn't been.
Neither is Joe Biden. Neither is Joe Biden. Joe Biden hasn't been to the border. Joe Biden doesn't care what's going on the border. Do you think Mukakis cares what's going on the border? He sat in front of Congress and lied through his teeth. Oh, we realize we have a problem. No, you don't have any problem. Plan is working out perfectly, just as you planned it. This is a plan. You had to first vilify Donald Trump. You had to make him unelectable. When you realized our best efforts still have not made this man unelectable, you then struck the fear of God into people with a real virus that really happened, but was probably far less deadly than you were letting on, so that it would drive people to stay home. And you say, because of this horrible virus, we must send out ballots to everyone, whether they ask for one or not. Yeah, I know. I know how that works. We must change the voter laws. I see. And it's all because of COVID. Yeah, sure it is. So you drug him across the finish line and you said, listen, let's give him a year. Once he gets to the point where we've got all of our ducks in a row and everything has happened that we need, we'll kick this old man to the curb. We'll put somebody in who's even more radical than he is. If she doesn't obey, we'll throw her under the bus. And by 2024, we will be in a position where we can't possibly lose the election. We just have too many new voters. We have too many new laws. They're trying to tell you, I watched people say, if you have to show an ID to vote, that is racist. But it's okay to have to show a vaccine card to get in someplace, right? That's not racist. I wonder if you know that the greater majority of people who are unvaccinated are African Americans, but it's not racist to make them show a card or they can't participate in society. But boy, ask them for ID to vote and you must be a racist. That doesn't pass the laugh test. Can't anyone see through this? You can't see through this? How would it be racist to ask someone to prove who they are before they vote? I have to show ID to buy spray paint. So don't give me that nonsense. Once again, This is because they need to change the voter laws so they can win and never lose power.
Never lose power.
Caller.
Caller.
Yes, sir.
Your thoughts on that?
Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, they keep – I watched, you know, some of these talking heads say, oh, well, you know, there's no – oh, you have to have a – if you have to have ID to vote, you know, then you must be – you're making people show ID. You must be a racist. Well, you need ID to buy cigarettes. You need ID to open a bank account. You need ID to rent an apartment. You need ID to get a loan for a house. Is that racist? No. And you know,
of course it's not. But listen, that doesn't matter because that doesn't help keep them in power. This will help keep them in power. If you don't need the ID to vote, this will help keep them in power. And we now see the trickle-down effect of what's happening here. If the pandemic is so bad, how come you're letting people storm the borders who are unvaccinated? That doesn't make any sense. You won't let children go to school. That doesn't make any sense. But they can walk through Walmart all day long. That they can do. They can go to football games, 100,000 of them, no masks. But oh boy, if they want to go into the classroom, then oh, you have to have a mask. This makes zero sense. And now we're seeing the trickle-down effect of all this. Crime is out of control because you have helped to defund the police. You've decriminalized things that should be criminal, like shoplifting, to the point where it's just completely out of control. People say there's no punishment for what I do, so why not do it? You don't think that's intentional? I got news for you. Everybody's talking about the Gabby Petito case. Let me throw something in on you. Do you understand that half the reason that these police did not make sure that her fiance didn't leave that house or was under surveillance is because they thought it was going to be too much money? Oh, this is going to cost the taxpayers too much money, and we have a limited budget now because we've been defunded to the point where we can't really do this kind of stuff. Oh, and now you're spending how much money searching a place he probably isn't even at? All of this goes back to the same old, 90 seconds. Which is, oh, we need better policing, but we need to defund them. We need to have social workers. Oh, the social worker would have done a lot of good. They would have just done a splendid job. The bottom line of the situation is, folks, your media helped create Joe Biden, the Frankenstein monster. He is now being destroyed piece by piece. It won't take very long because Joe's pretty fragile. And the next thing you hear is, for the good of the country, we are going to have to institute Kamala Harris as the president of the United States. Remember where you heard it first.